This is a demonstration of Blind Compass, an iOS app. It basically does three things. It will tell you what direction you're facing. There's a heading button which will tell you exactly what direction you're facing. And there is a lock direction button so that you can lock it on a direction and continue to head basically in that same direction. But I'm going to demonstrate that it's not totally accurate. So now, you'll hear the pitch get higher and higher as I get further away from whatever cardinal direction I started with. And then it reaches a certain point and it drops off. And when it does, you've reached another actual direction like northeast, south, or west. So right now,
west.
I'm facing west, right on the cusp. If I move just a little bit, it goes high. The other direction, it starts low. Now I'm going to turn 90 degrees.
North.
There's north. Another 90 degrees.
East.
East. Another 90 degrees.
South.
South. Now let's say that I'm somewhere in the middle here. I want to know exactly which way I'm headed.
Okay.
I'm going to hit the speak heading button.
212 degrees southwest.
Says 212 degrees southwest. Now, it doesn't matter whether I'm holding the phone flat horizontally or vertically, the directions still work the same, and they're based on which direction the top end of the phone is facing. Now, let's say that I want to head in a specific direction. Whatever direction I'm in now, I'm going to lock this.
Top direction. Locked on 168 degrees south, counting steps. Direction, 20 feet.
Now, as long as I keep going in that direction, it won't say anything. If I veer off a little bit, you get that funny brrr sound, or it will start a pitch that gets higher the further away I get. So I'm just going to spin around 360 degrees.
10 feet. 20 feet. 10 feet.
Okay, so I'm back to the direction that I started in. Now, this is fairly accurate, but you can be a few degrees off without it notifying you. I'll demonstrate that. Let's see if I can do it without banging the microphone. Okay. I'm going to hit the button to speak the direction.
Speak heading button. 168 degrees south.
Now I'm going to turn just a little bit here.
177 degrees south.
So I went like 9 degrees without it doing anything. If I go a little further, then it starts making its sound again. So it really isn't 100% accurate. It's pretty good, maybe good enough for some things, but not enough to keep you from getting lost necessarily. And that's pretty much what the Blind Compass does. That is all for this demonstration. It kept saying 10 feet, 20 feet, and I'm not sure whether it's telling me how far away I am from the nearest object, because I am in a fairly good sized room here that's probably 20 feet long. But I haven't used it enough to be absolutely sure what that is. But I'm not sure that it's accurate or meaningful, but it might be. A couple of us have had conversations about using it outside to like get ourselves centered on the sidewalk and then try to walk in a straight line with it. And I think that might work to a point, but if you're 5 degrees off or 7 degrees off, I think that's considered fairly off target. You wouldn't want to use it to learn rifle shooting, I don't think, to shoot at a target, because it doesn't take much to get, you know, if you're a quarter of an inch off at the end of the barrel, by the time it gets to its target, it's way off.
One thing I was thinking is that when would you use this? Is this something you think more like indoors in a very short range?
I have not found any practical use for it yet. The only thing I would say is I would use it like if I wanted to aim an antenna to the northeast or something like that. I could probably use it for that in a general way, but to be real specific, no.
Is the app free, and could you use it on a boat for compass directions?
Well, I think you could, because I was thinking that as I was saying, I couldn't think of a practical use. I suspect that when it says 5 degrees north, it probably really is 5 degrees north. Northeast, I guess it would be.
It probably is accurate to that extent, but as far as it making a sound to let you know that you've veered off a little bit, it seems to be awfully broad. But I think you probably could. You could use it to set your bearing and then check every once in a while to see if you were still on course.
So, Joey, is that, I assume it's using magnetic north? Is that when it...
It didn't say that. There weren't really any instructions or anything with it. So I don't know whether it was free. I think it was free. I don't recall paying for it.
How new of a phone do you need to use it?
I don't know. Actually, I suspected it would work with any fairly modern iPhone. I bet it would have worked on my iPhone 7. It didn't say that it required an 11 or 12 or anything like that. And I think phones have had some sort of a compass in them for a long time.
I know on my iPhone 8, there is a compass app that comes with the phone. And I was wondering, what's the difference between this, do you know, and the actual app that comes, you know, with the phone?
My guess is that it's using the same technology to determine your bearing, but it's just that it makes that sound and it speaks. But you're right, there is a compass built into the iPhone and it works. It can also be used as a level, by the way.
Thank you very much, Jeff.